Chapter 13, Reuben. When he finally found it, the ring he knew was the right ring, he saw he would have to all but drain his savings, which he hated to do. Rainy day money. It made him feel good just knowing it was there, but he knew it wouldn't be there for long. The ring wasn't big enough to be flashy, but it was big enough. Set in white gold with smaller diamonds halfway around the band. A little old-fashioned, but he liked that about it. A little like his mother's, but not enough to be significant. It was just the right one because he knew it was. He left the ring sitting in the store, went home and obsessed about it. Decided to sleep on it, but he didn't sleep well. In the morning, he went by the jeweler's again, afraid it would be gone. When it wasn't, he put it on layaway, knowing he could still change his mind. But at his next breakfast table encounter with Trevor, he knew he had to do it. He looked at Trevor and knew he couldn't buy a cheaper ring or cheapen their relationship by buying none at all. To do right by Arlene was to do right by Trevor, and of course, himself. He had it in his pocket the next night when he took her out to dinner. She wore a rose-colored silk blouse and smiled openly, looking for all the world like someone he'd always known and always wanted to marry, with no doubts in between. He stuck his hand in his jacket pocket and grasped the little velvet-covered box. He was sure. He almost brought it out, but missed the moment. But he would. It was only a matter of timing. He was sure, and she might not be. He'd been so busy with his own doubts, he'd forgotten to consider the very real possibility that she might say no. He took his hand back from his pocket and tried to forget the box was there. When he walked her to her door later that evening, they both claimed exhaustion. Reuben gave her a small, chaste kiss. The moment made him nervous and reminded him of the moment she'd come into his home unexpectedly, right around the time he'd expected the kiss-off. He'd love her for that, even as he ran away. Everything else had been a game to avoid this very moment. When he knew that life with her was what he wanted, and knew also that something was wrong. "You okay?" she said. Her voice sounded faint, scared. Or he was scared enough himself to hear it that way. "Sure, why wouldn't I be?" "I don't know, you seem kind of funny tonight." "Just tired." "Yeah, me too." He called himself a coward on the way to the car. Halfway home, it hit him, like waking from a dream. He could not imagine what he had been thinking or why. He could not believe he'd almost said it out loud. He thought about Arlene, tried to bring her picture to mind, but she looked like a stranger. When he got home, he found the receipt for the ring in his drawer, right where he'd left it. Miss Liza jumped on the bed with him and rubbed against his chin. He told her everything, described the cliff from which he'd almost jumped. She agreed that humans were impulsive and strange, at best. He told her he'd return the ring in the morning, but he never quite got around to that.